Welcome to The Kitchen Sink. I'm your host, Robbie Patricelli, and we have no new guests today, but know what? We're still going to go around. We have Rudy to our right. Say hello.
Hello.
All right, we got Joe across from me.
What's up?
And then we have Corey.
Ebony, darkness, dementia, raven way, and I have long ebony black hair with
purple
streaks.
I will reach across this room and beat the shit out of you.
No one cares about your fan fiction.
Everyone should care about this fan fiction.
No.
Hey, you guys want to hear a murder on mic? Because, yeah.
Murder on mic? That's a band name right there, dude. That's a band name right there.
Good start, guys.
But anyway, last week we got together and we learned a lot about each other. So let's learn some more about each other and ourselves. I do want to start off. I read an awesome short story. Sorry for kicking it off like this. I usually don't, but I want to jump into this because I'm really excited about it. But I read a really, really cool short story, like a creepypasta-esque thing. It's about a guy who he opened up like a door into another dimension. It was super sci-fi-y. And the opening of like into a different dimension knocked him out. And when he woke up, he saw himself walk through like this portal thing.
So like some doppelganger shit.
Exactly. Like a doppelganger shit. And immediately this guy's like in politics and all this other stuff. And he just doesn't trust this guy. He's like, this is my evil twin. I don't know what his motives are. Like he's super scared. And like, long story short, basically, he ends up killing and, like, hurting a lot of people to finally get to his doppelganger. And when
he's
gets
the evil
there,
twin.
He's the
yes,
evil twin.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is the evil twin. So I brought this up to my coworker, and, like, I told him about the story, and he's like, that's really cool. But he brought up a really cool point, and he said every person's, like, opposite is always, like, an evil twin. And he said that's not what it would be like in real life. He's like, if I had a twin, I don't think they'd necessarily be like good or evil. He's like, they just like wouldn't be into music. Like they would be the opposite of me.
Mine would be way, way more motivated than I am.
I think everyone's would be. I think at least in this room. But
at
I
least
thought,
somewhere out there, I am happy.
Oh, I hope so.
Wait, aww. Wait, hold on. If it's the opposite, is it like the opposite of you physically as well?
Well, that is kind of like what I want to get into is
so
like
Corey's
what,
like half and half, but his doppelganger would be the other half and half.
Just
what
be
would that,
super slim,
would he
but
be
like
jacked?
Real ripped.
But that's the thing. Would he be like jacked? Would he be
I don't know.
Tall? Like I don't know. Like, I kind of want to go over
I
about
also
that
meant like,
I was
oh,
really
but
intrigued.
I have the bigger dick.
You don't know that. What if he's got?
If he has a 12-inch penis or bigger, then it is, it's a problem.
Jesus.
James is just like making like a 2-foot gesture with his hands.
That's a generous
tip. Well, either way, I'm going to hate my doppelganger, so.
Well, yeah, they're the opposite of you.
That's not true. I like people that have opposite characteristics
yeah,
of
but
me.
Like to be entirely opposite of you.
Well,
like,
that's
he'd,
the that's
he'd
the thing,
he'd
want to
hug
it?
You,
isn't...
and he'd be really in your face oh, about
fuck,
stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
With the doppelganger theory, it's theorized that if you meet your perfect doppelganger, you're both going to instantaneously hate each other, and both would feel like existence would be better without that person.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
That's
I,
a thing.
Yeah, that is yeah. That's a theory that if you meet your perfect doppelganger, so someone that's exactly you. In pretty much every way, or in this case, I suppose, your exact opposite in every way, then you would feel basically unwarranted aggression against them.
But I have unwarranted aggression against, like, everyone.
That's fair.
So everyone's your doppelganger.
So don't meet your doppelganger, because it's going to be, like, instant homicide.
So would he just be, like, a pacifist, basically?
He could be.
He could be.
Lame.
It's just a nun.
Sorry, I
just
always
picture
you know my joke is that whenever somebody says something that's completely unbelievable, I go, "Yeah, and I'm the Pope. Yeah. My doppelganger is actually the Pope."
What if that's the case?
That would be it's so just, dope.
Your
dope
doppelganger
Pope
is
my new band name.
The Pope.
Oh, God. Damn it, Corey.
But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I feel like, yeah, I don't, I feel like I wouldn't like a doppelganger of me.
No, I don't think anyone would, because here's an actual, like,
well, here's the thing.
Here's like,
go for it. Yeah. Totally interrupted you.
He goes, like, here's the thing, and you went, here's the thing.
There's a whole psychological aspect that, like, if you meet someone that reminds you too much of yourself, then you actually will have basically unwarranted, not necessarily aggression towards them, but some sort of disdain towards them,
because
they remind you of
place.
All your faults, right?
Oh, well, I didn't even think about it. Yes. I was thinking more socially. Like, if I met somebody who was, like, the exact same of me, I feel like I wouldn't like them just because I'm, like, I'm a social whore, I feel. Like, I like being loud. I like being the center of attention. I like being the life of. And I feel like I would just immediately take that as, like, a challenge.
I
like,
mean,
personally.
Wouldn't your doppelganger be the opposite, right? So he'd be...
Well, I'm saying, like, same person.
He'd be,
but yeah,
like, in the corner, like,
opposite.
Petting the cat.
I just... So, I would, like, feel bad for him. But, yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with that person because they're boring.
I guess. I have, I guess, a question. So, like, if it's your doppelganger, would it be like everything you succeed at, he fails, but everything you fail at, he succeeds?
Oh, God. He'd be wildly successful and just really boring.
I feel like that makes sense, though. Like, if it's going to be your polar opposite, he should succeed at the things you fail at, and
yeah,
vice versa.
Yeah. I don't know what I succeed at, though. I don't know what I'm good at.
I think that's an issue a lot of us have. Like, we don't really know... Would any of us really say, like, we know who we are at heart? Like, we can definitely say, like, yeah, I'm this kind of guy. Or, like, I do this. This is what I like. This is what I love. Can each and every one of us actually just flat
I couldn't
out
even,
say, like,
I don't
this
think
is
I
me.
Could solidly say what I
oh,
like and
what
I
made
don't
of?
Like.
Not what you're made of, but, like,
no,
what you're
makes
about.
You.
That, yeah.
Is that not the same? Okay. Sorry.
Depression is, like,
well, I mean,
80%.
We're all
well,
made
of
matter.
You're made
atoms.
Out of skin.
Well, you know what I meant. God, I hate you guys sometimes.
But
nah,
yeah.
I think there are some things you can boil yourself down to, but doesn't that kind of water you down, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're more than just,
like,
all those things.
I feel like I change as well, you know? I feel like I have days where I wake up and I could be the life of the party, and other days I'm like a straight Debbie Downer.
Yeah, no one really stays the same. I'm sorry. I think I'm going a little too far-fetched with what you were saying, but I was saying, yeah, everyone evolves. Everyone changes their, you know, likes, dislikes, and how they interact with every everyday situations. But I guess there are just some days where you feel off and you're going to act differently. So I don't think there can be a perfect fit to how you would act daily on a day-to-day basis, because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of unforeseen variables that change the way that you interact with the day.
But I guess, are you saying, like, the essence of what makes you you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, the soul or the animus or, like, whatever.
I thought you said enema. And
I also
like,
heard
that
for
awesome.
A half second.
An anima, which are two separate parts of your soul, kind of.
Blowing
coffee
in
your ass. I think that's hard to
quantify,
really
make you you.
The coffee enema is, like, 50% of my soul.
I don't want to, like, equate our personalities to this, but if you could describe yourself as if you were, like, in a magazine or just, like, in a dating profile, how would you describe yourself?
Oh,
how would you?
Oh, God,
yourself?
I've set so many of
no.
those up,
I'm
and
so
I hate
bad.
Myself
I'm
every
so
time
bad
I reread
them.
Like, I mean, painting yourself in the best possible light of who you are.
Dude, but I feel like I'm not selling myself.
Life,
then.
I don't even
I feel,
like me.
I feel like I'm not selling my true self. Like, I'm not.
But I think
I feel
so
like every
think,
time
think
I
about
make...
going from, like, you are three-dimensional, right?
Yeah.
And your profile is basically two-dimensional.
Yeah.
You're losing one whole dimension of what you are.
I don't know. I've made so many of those, and every time I either go one way or another where I read it, and I'm like, nobody in their right mind would ever DM me.
I think it's also, like, what your goal is, right? Because, like, some people go into the dating game with the goal of, like, I'm going to get laid. So you craft a profile that sets up, like, this is basically me for 5 minutes or, you know, three, whatever.
Yeah.
And this is what you're going to get. Whereas, what? Like, on a dating, actual dating, like, I want to find somebody,
like,
be with somebody. Yeah. Then it's a little bit more in depth. I think. So it's.
Yeah.
What if you described yourself how your, like, mother or father would describe
God,
you.
God, oh, those are, I feel like those would be very different descriptions.
Yeah.
I think my mom would just call me autistic.
It's just a big old good luck message.
I don't know. It would be like endearing, but also scathing at the same time. Yeah. It'd be like, he's a sweet young boy who like has a lot of pain, but also doesn't try to do anything. God damn it. Why is he so lazy?
Yeah, I mean, I just like asked him to pick up the leaves one time in 10 years.
It would start like, he's the perfect man for you. But
he also has a lot to work on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like these mother interpretations sound like really deep poems to some extent.
Ah, damn it.
He's a sweet young boy, but he can't take out the leaves. I don't
He can't
yeah,
take
we're
out
basically
the
writing leaves. Haikus. Like haikus of how yeah. your mom sees
He can't them. Take out the leaves. How is he gonna take you out?
Ooh. Yeah, I am broke a lot. So whoever dates me's gotta get used to just like chilling at my place and doing a whole lot of nothing.
I mean, to be honest, not saying that I need to be one of those people, Joe, but that is something that I tend to like more than going out.
Yeah.
I just like to go over to someone's place and just hang out in their environment and see how they interact.
But I think, so for me, oh, God damn it, we're in this territory again. So for me, I obviously have trouble expressing how I feel, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's important for me to show people, and in my experience, you do that with things.
Yeah.
And it's not like material objects, but like, oh, you had a rough day, like I bought you this, or like,
what's
oh, I got
language?
You this, or I made you this. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh,
people keep
man.
Talking about that shit.
Okay,
I don't know if that
was a Christian thing or if that was a world
no,
thing.
No, because JC brought it up to me
okay.
a lot,
I think
too.
My sisters okay. were talking about it recently because we had a pretty in-depth conversation, and they were like, you should figure
it out. I didn't know if that was a religious
Sophie's
thing
also
or not.
Talked about it, like your love language.
Yeah.
And I just never bothered to look into it.
There's
it's
like,
just how, it's basically how you're talk what you're talking about right yeah. now. Like, how do you express yourself? Like, is when you show love to your partner, are you gonna bring them home chocolate? Are you gonna come home from work early? Is it your time that's worth that
right.
you
right? And
find...
I think for me it's like my time, but mm-hmm. like for me it's also like I want to do things that make them happy.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like let's go do something that maybe you haven't done before. Yeah. Like if you like going to the beach, let's just say fuck it and go to the beach, right? Mm-hmm. So even if it takes expense or time out of my stuff, that's fine because it's for them.
Yeah.
So that's, I looked it up.
God.
That's the fourth
you.
Love language, quality time. The other four love languages are word affirmation, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Mine's probably like acts of service and quality time.
I feel like I'm a real mix of all of them.
Well, everyone is.
I am.
No, but I mean, like, I don't think, like, there's a single thing that I, like,
you know, like in a,
prefer
like,
from somebody.
Like, there's not
like
one
video
that you would
games.
Do more than the other.
Yeah.
Like, the video games where they have the circle and it's, like, each attribute and then,
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Like, how skill close, trees.
Yeah, well, sort of, but...
Like, but I feel like all of
yeah,
mine
the
are,
triangle,
like, super...
The triangle it's like a... It's like a shit. Yeah.
Not an octopod. Oh. What am I thinking? Pentagram thing?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that?
I know, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It, you know, I think then for you, it would just be more evenly distributed.
Yeah.
But for some people, it would be...
Oh, no,
it's
I know
way
people,
more pointed in one direction, whereas the other direction, it's way more central.
Exactly. I also think it slightly differs between people. Like, I would say...
Well, that's also
like,
because...
gift-giving, specifically for my friend Cree, is, like, the big thing. No, where, like...
That's the thing. It's different for everybody.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah,
but
to
that's
everybody.
Also because there's different kinds of love, right? So
yeah.
you have, like... parental love, brotherly love,
mm-hmm.
sexual love. So obviously you're going to express yourself differently with people that you have different types of love with.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah.
I just want to say that gift giving is never top priority for me. I hate buying gifts. I hate receiving gifts. It's just an awkward situation.
I think it's
for
cute.
Me all around.
I think it's cute in scenarios when it's like, I brought you chocolate because I know that you'll never turn down chocolate. I don't know why I want chocolate because it's like the go-to thing. But like one of my things is
I
that
brought you herpes because I knew you'd never turn down herpes.
But I mean, like we sell like little miniatures at my work, and I bring them to Gage all the time, and he just like keeps them in his pockets just because
oh,
like
cool.
they're cute reminders kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I think those things are like really really cute. Mm-hmm. You know. So
I think when I give somebody a gift that's supposed to be something nice and for them, mm-hmm. I like making things or yeah. going out of my way to find something specifically for that person.
Mm. And that's great. Like I like the more thought, you know, the thought out thought process behind gift giving. And, you know, occasionally when I receive gifts like that, then, you know, that makes me feel awesome. I mean, it looks like they really looked out for me. They thought about something that I would personally enjoy. They applied it to me and they gave it to me. And it was, you know, this great whole thing. Still, nonetheless, when I receive that gift, I feel this huge anxietal pit in my chest.
It's almost an instant guilt because you physically receive something that you look at and you're like, I need to make up for this.
Well, I need to make up for this, and I didn't do anything to deserve it.
Like you don't deserve it, but yeah. you already got there. So, yeah. But I think that also speaks to, like, going back to our original point, like, that's obviously a defining factor for you, right? Like, you don't think you deserve that gift.
Right.
Yeah.
Think in other parts of your life. You have that same feeling?
Probably, yeah.
Right. So, you know, it loops around. Rudy, what's your love language?
Oh, Jesus.
Is it just Mochi?
I love Mochi.
Mochi's just...
Can that be
Mochi's
like his
girlfriend's
love,
dog,
like,
by
just
the way.
Like giving
she's,
such dogs.
A, she's a Shiba Inu, and this is the first one I've ever seen in person, and it's the best
she
thing ever.
She is the cutest fucking angel.
She's okay.
I love her so much. I've never loved anything more than that dog.
I just dogs, cats, I like them, but I don't have that same
cats
thing.
Cats are 100% more my I'm a cat person for sure.
Me too.
I love dogs, don't get me wrong, but it's like I have an emotional attachment when it comes to cats, like significantly faster than with dogs.
So like dogs are like your one night stand, and cats are like your long term love.
I would say, yeah, like it's super, it's fun to play with a dog, but like there's nothing that beats snuggling with a cat because
he's
I mean,
bestiality.
They're, oh my what God, no, I'm not.
Welcome back to
that's Corey's
fur,
thing.
Rainforest.
That's not my thing.
What about snuggling with Mochi? Because Mochi's basically just a cat.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing is I think this is like where the real line draws is I love dogs. But I'd rather own a cat because their purring is like genuinely therapeutic. Like they've done studies on it, and however that works, a cat's purr will slow your heart rate, and like will genuinely like calm you and stuff like
I've
that.
I've had just such bad experience. And before I say this, I fucking love cats. I love pretty much any animal. I've just had such bad experiences with cats that I'm literally afraid.
No, they're
to
definitely
own one.
More assholes more often than dogs.
It's not even necessarily in the fact that I've had a cat scratch me or anything. I just had like some quote unquote traumatic experiences with cats. So I'm like just genuinely afraid to own one.
But they're little,
and also I'm still
guys.
Kind of allergic to them too.
can I tell you guys a really weird grade school story about my cats?
Go ahead.
Oh God.
I fucking hate my grade school. But
we two. Should go burn it. Nope. Never
are
mind.
Are you sure? There's kids there. We can do it. So I had a lot of cats.
Well,
crying.
The NSA is not like on right now. The government shut down. So
hey, you right.
Do whatever we want.
The government did come back within 15 minutes. We're allowed to leave.
But there was like a point where I had like five or six cats at a time. And I think Butters was one of them. And when he was young, he would always play with me and he would always like fuck up my arms and just cut the shit out of me. But what
is this the story about the eyelid?
No, that was a different cat. But you know, every day I would go to school and a lot of kids would think like, oh, this emo kid's cutting himself. One that was like, okay, that didn't really faze me. But then this girl who I found out later had a crush on me spread this rumor around the entire school that I just fucked cats.
Oh.
And that's why I got the scars.
Yikes.
Yikes.
And it went around the whole school and like, I'm surprised I didn't transfer out, but it was like, fuck, this had a pretty...
I think she got the Asian stereotype confused.
You're right. I don't fuck cats. I eat them. That's why we had so many, and now there's only
there's a eating pussy joke in there. I'm not
yeah,
gonna go for
I was
it.
Gonna. I was really trying, but that's just low hanging fruit.
Meow.
Wait. Tell them about the other one. The other story.
Oh yeah. So there was another. Oh God. This was like a few days before a particular Christmas, but I was playing with one of my cats. We were laying in bed, and then she all of a sudden, like, I lift her above my head, and she starts swiping at me. And I'm like, oh, God, stop. And then she gets her claw stuck in my fucking eyelid. And then I'm trying to get it pulled out, but I can't because with the other paw that I'm, like, dropping, she keeps swiping at me.
Oh,
and
God.
There's just more claws, and I call my parents. No, James, I'm not getting in. Stop it. And I'm calling my parents like, Dad, please, I need help. And he's just like, yeah, just give me a moment. Dad, there's a cat claw stuck in my face. And he's like, yeah, just I'm on the phone. Can you give me a minute? Both my parents were just not having it. And I think at one point I just had to yank her claw out.
Oh, my God.
Ow.
And it sucked. It sucked so hard. But,
God, that sounds terrible.
It was. I hate that cat.
I have a slightly similar experience. No, it was with a dog. It was with a Chihuahua named Chiquita. So, yeah. And I was playing with it.
Like the bananas?
Yeah. So it's I don't know if it's actually a word, but it's a name that some people give their pets. Huh. And I was playing with the dog, and it was kind of a dick, but it bit me in the face, like on the nose.
Oh.
So I think that's part of the reason why my septum is messed up.
Oh.
But also now I just hate Chihuahuas.
Well, yeah, they're not cute animals.
I mean, they weren't
cool
to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sorry. Like, if you own a Chihuahua, why? Like,
I mean, some of them.
I'm
are
not
okay.
gonna judge you as a person, but like, you should have chosen an animal that you can like, not punt like a football.
Yeah, <that'd be> cool.
That you can't accidentally kill if you get mad at it. Like,
I want to own a hippo and a giraffe. I've said it.
A hippo and a giraffe?
I need both of those.
Do you know that hippos kill
life.
Everybody?
You know,
do you
hippos
know
kill more people
no, they're
than
like the most
sharks
dangerous
every
animal
year.
On the planet. Like, hippos just kill everybody.
Yeah, but like,
it goes hippos.
Have you ever seen one like
vending machine
smile
sharks.
Before?
They're pretty cute.
Yeah, hippos I need to make a hippo happy in my life.
Yeah, do you guys know ever, like when Jeffrey Dahmer, when he smiles, isn't that adorable? Yeah, it's cute in the moment, and then it's going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, no, but like, look, okay, you,
in
see,
that
you
order.
See a hippo. you see a hippo, and you're like, I'm going to pet this thing on the face. And
God,
it, like,
no.
And it opens its mouth. It's going to take your arm off, but you then decide to instead feed it a watermelon, and then all is good.
I think you.
And then it's gonna go for a second watermelon, and it's gonna bite your head, and you're. It's
then you
be
become
it.
A watermelon farmer, man. I've got this figured out.
Have you guys ever seen giraffes fight?
Yeah, dude.
They just
brutal.
Whip their heads at each other.
Yeah, just
it's
wibbling
brutal.
Their necks, wibbling, wiggling. They're wibbling.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Look,
yeah.
If you get headbutted by a giraffe, you did something to deserve it. Like. It's going out of its way to assault you.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
What was that Bo Burnham joke where he's singing that sad song? And it's just like, I saw a giraffe with a really short neck. That was sad. Or a deer.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a giraffe without a long neck. That was sad. Or a deer.
Jesus.
Bo's one of my favorite people on the
wait,
planet.
You know, I don't think deers and giraffes look at all alike. So I'm not
I
sure
mean,
what that line
you know,
was about.
Four legs.
Face. Four legs.
Face. Yeah, it's all horses,
it's
deer,
all...
giraffes with short necks. It's all the same.
You guys ever see those photoshopped pictures where there's just a giraffe head without the neck? Like it's just the
yeah,
giraffe
it's
head
just a
on the body. Giraffe.
No,
yeah.
But I did see those photoshops you put where you just put my face on everything.
Those are great. I need to start posting
yeah,
more
no, the
of those.
Horse, the horse with the dog face is
oh,
terrifying.
Oh, that was terrifying.
You're welcome.
I think it's also like a
all right, no.
Like a they do that sometimes with like the like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Where they try to like make that thing that happens in there. I'm trying not to spoil it for people who haven't
oh,
seen it.
Oh yeah.
You should go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a chimera, but they try to make it like in Photoshop and it always comes out terrifying.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah. It's my favorite Photoshop though is Rudy put my face on Scar from The Lion King.
That's my favorite one. And
it's him throwing Mufasa off the cliff, and it's like, "Long live the king."
I put that on your birthday card,
and you did, and it
That's
was great,
awesome.
That or the Christmas tree one.
I want to just bring up how that happened. So Joe and I have a group chat with some of our other friends from work. We've worked at Bed Bath
you
and
guys have
together.
Other friends.
Used to
right.
I don't work there.
Yeah, and we were just texting, and I think at some point we all started misspelling things on purpose.
Yeah. So one of them was like a flute fly instead of a fruit fly.
Yeah.
So I like texted Rudy separately. I was like, dude, you have to make it right now. So he made like a fly with like a tiny little flute.
Oh no, that's not how it started.
I know, but that was one of them, and that's that's a good one.
Yes. But how it ended up like actually happening, somebody said something and somebody was just like, you clam down. No, you clam down.
Oh,
and
right.
I just immediately found a picture of a clam and photoshopped Joe's face as the pearl.
I remember that, yeah.
How do you Photoshop so fast?
He does it on his phone.
Snapchat actually has a really good cutout portion to it. So hey, Snapchat.
But I would say
Photoshop stuff.
The picture of Jose cuddling with Mochi 100% looks Photoshopped.
How? Like, okay,
it's kind of grainy.
Depth. It's the depth.
Yeah, and it like the lighting looks weird.
Well,
it doesn't look
just
like he's
great.
Close enough to be cuddling it.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't look like he's close enough to be actually cuddling her.
I always figured the thing that looked Photoshopped was Mochi herself, just because her legs look a little too weird and stubby in the photo.
So she's just a Shiba Inu, man. Like, chill out.
That's just the
corgis are the American Shibas.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a corgi really badly. Yeah. More than
I want
Shiba.
A bearded dragon really bad.
Those are cool.
Really, they're so freaking cool. Someone bought one in my work the other day.
I really want a snake, but I want one of the dangerous ones, like a pit viper, which are like totally you should not have if you don't have a license for it. But they're the prettiest. They're the ones with like the so snakes, if they have like a triangular head, are generally not poisonous, venomous.
Mm.
And they tend to also be like really vibrantly colored, and their scales tend to look sharper. But if you don't have like a license to handle snakes, you really shouldn't have one, because you shouldn't defang a snake, because that's shitty. And if you can't properly handle it, you'll end up dead. So
then don't own.
Yeah, exactly. But they're like, if you look them up, they're just the coolest.
Cool.
Like snakes.
They kind of look like what dragons should kind of look like.
Okay. That's
but,
fair.
You know, without legs or wings.
Speaking of fangs, did you know that ebony's
fangs
are straight
off.
And white?
Stop it.
She's also a wizard at Hogwarts. Or a witch at Hogwarts, excuse me.
She's a vampire witch.
She's
Hogwarts.
A vampire witch at Hogwarts.
Straight white
and
wizard.
And she loves Set Your Goals. My Chemical Romance. Good Charlotte, Marilyn Manson.
I want to go back to having like I really want a button that just drops people into a bit of doom. I need one. I need one installed,
like an interdimensional space button.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen pictures of Marilyn Manson nowadays? Marilyn Manson looks like Nicolas Cage trying to impersonate Marilyn Manson.
No, he actually really does. It's quite funny. It's quite funny.
She also loves Billy
Joel. No one fucking cares.
Before he started dating that Hillary fucking Duff. Am I right, guys?
Hey, man.
Get out of here, preps.
Hillary Duff was great. I really like that show, What I Like About You.
You're right. That was a great show.
So I was playing
there's
Overwatch.
There's nothing I can throw across
and,
this room.
No, there's not. I was playing Overwatch, and I'm derailing this conversation.
Thank you.
As I'm over it.
No, you're re-railing it.
Yes. But I was playing Overwatch.
I bet her main would be either Widowmaker or
shut
Reaper.
Shut up.
What about Overwatch?
I almost said Bastion. Reinhardt has
Bastion.
Like... Fuck Bastion, he's the worst.
Bastion's the best.
But no, no.
Nerf Bastion.
I was playing D.Va, because of course I was playing D.Va.
Yeah, you nerd.
But freaking Reinhardt did his pin attack, and he tried to like... me and him were kind of going at it, to be honest. Like, we were the only heavies on our team, so we were just going for each other. And he went to do it off a cliff, and I didn't know that pin attack eventually stops.
Yeah.
It stopped in midair, and as D.Va, I was able to fly back onto the map.
Shit.
And I just straight up walked away, and I was like, that was amazing. And I immediately captured it because I was like, I can't believe I just fucking did that.
Yeah, it's really only useful to use against a wall because it does extra damage.
Yeah.
Or like if you do it short enough, you can kind of boop them.
Mm-hmm.
Like off the stage.
I've been playing a lot of Lucio though, and God is he
fuck
fun.
Fuck that guy.
No, Lucio's so much fun.
Trash.
So much fun.
Trash.
Fun.
Trash.
Fun. Yeah, I also Overwatch.
Yeah,
Gorilla,
you should
am I
play
right?
Overwatch, dude. We should play Overwatch tonight. Let's play Overwatch tonight.
I wanna be Winston.
So, you know, this is the fucking problem, is that you bring up horrible TikTok stuff. I almost said Vines. I almost said TikTok Vines.
TikTok.
Like some old man. Like,
TikTok, you the party don't TikTok stop tonight.
TikTok memes are just trash.
All the TikToking with the blopping.
Make TikTok great again.
It never was.
It never was.
So, yeah. How about the government being shut down for 25 days?
I think it's been like 2 years since I played Overwatch.
Damn.
Like, it's one of those games that I would be I'm more interested in the story than the gameplay.
It's fair.
Yeah, it's got an interesting.
I can only play it for so long. I will say that. Like, that game gets boring eventually. I wouldn't say fast, but I could play 12 hours straight of Fallout, no problem.
That's the thing. I played Team Fortress 2 and a bunch of other games like it before Overwatch came out, so I played Overwatch for like an hour, and I'm like, oh, okay. And it's that again, and then I stopped playing
I like just playing as all the characters, though.
That's fun. I'm not faulting anyone for liking it. I definitely see the appeal to Overwatch, and I do think it's a good game.
Also, I'm usually not a fan of games like that, but I think the character variety that they have is what has drawn me and held me to it, because I never liked Team Fortress.
And that's another aspect that I think it does well. Each character at least plays differently than another character.
Yeah.
And I think that is, you know, job well done, but still not really the game for me. Though I do like its back lore. I love
right
its
now?
Back lore.
What are you playing right now?
What am I playing right now?
Yeah.
Fuck. What am I playing right now? I just recently got into Escape from Tarkov, which is not really a game I usually play, or a game type that I usually play.
What is it like?
So, you know what the Battle Royale games tried to do and then did it poorly?
Yes.
Escape from Tarkov is the good version of Battle Royale?
So, it's not even necessarily Battle Royale, because there's not like a bunch of people in it, but it is just a bunch of random people that get thrown into a scenario. It's essentially, you go into an area, you try to scavenge loot and resources that you can use to better your character, and then you try to escape from that level. It does the same with
Rust.
What was that?
It's like Rust.
Not really, because there's not really a building aspect at all to it. It's mostly,
like getting resources and then trying to survive.
Right. Yeah. It's more so like that. Does
also
anyone know what this
Warfare.
War of Mine is?
No, but it's the one with the dude and the like dog thing, right, on the picture cover.
I don't think so. No, but essentially, imagine this, like, because I'm explaining this a little poorly. So you know those second world countries. I don't want to call them third world countries, but essentially where there's two major conflicts happening against each other,
like the Balkans,
kind of, yeah,
like Canada.
Yes,
not
Canada.
At all like Canada. But yeah, there are two huge military forces hitting each other, and there's people trapped in between it.
Yes, okay, I see what you mean.
Okay,
like Bosnia.
Yes, so you play as both sides of that. So you can play as a paramilitary person, or you can play as, you know, the scavengers, and it's essentially all just trying to. That's where the name comes from. It's Escape from Tarkov. You're trying to get out of that conflict.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Cool. What about you, Joe? What have you been playing?
Well, I just bought the Switch, and I bought Super Smash Ultimate.
Who's your
Smash
main?
Smash Bros. Ultimate. Link.
Or mains.
Link is what my go-to, and they kind of buffed him, so he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Ike, they made like slightly faster and less time for his smashes, so he's pretty OP right now.
Damn.
Well, compared to his old one. They really like smoothed out a lot of the rough edges from the last few games. So every character feels much smoother, and you could probably pick just about anyone
so
and do well.
Do the movesets kind of stay the same?
Yeah, I mean, some things changed. Like, I know I used to play Palutena in the last one, and I was playing her in this one, and she used to have this move where she would like throw like this wall shield in front of her. And now instead of that, she like basically throws out like invisible fire and it explodes. Oh. So sometimes if they they've changed things, they've also brought in a lot of characters from before and kind of vamped them up.
I don't like Pit at all in this one.
Well, you
I
should,
loved
because
Pit
Pit's
Brawl.
A trash character.
What's
and
up?
You're trash for playing Pit. So
Pit was great in Brawl though, and I don't like him in Ultimate.
Oof.
So
They brought back Wolf, though.
Did they bring in the former DLC characters,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah, so they're all in there.
Corrin's in there, too?
Corrin.
Like everything. Everybody's in there.
What's the one you play, Rudy?
Cloud.
Cloud.
Cloud's super fun. I started playing with him.
Yeah.
He's a lot of fun.
Cloud is bullshit. That's why he's kind of
Though they did a very good job, I feel like, of making everyone a lot more rounded. So Cloud doesn't feel crazy overpowerful. I haven't played Corrin yet, but a lot of the kind of like super OP characters don't feel like Bayonetta is not crazy like shitty anymore.
So much fun, though.
I would say the only person that's kind of like that is like maybe King K. Rool, but like as long as you're not dumb about like fighting him, you'll do fine.
I've also heard that Villager is a problem.
Villager, Isabel. She's got a fish hook.
Yeah, Isabel.
And so even if you're if you're trying to come back on the stage from below, she'll fish hook you. And then just slam you into something, and then you'll just like get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're off the side and she throws that, yeah. You're screwed.
But I mean, it's a game. People are gonna have gripes with every character.
Sure.
People that
I remember. I mean, Bowser
stuff,
was one of the big ones in Brawl.
Well, yeah, it's because he's got the
suicide jump,
which is shitty. And I'm not gonna say I don't do it because I love Bowser.
Oh, I 100% do it.
You can play as Giga Bowser now, right? Like after you get a smash attack, you use the smash attack.
Right.
You stay as Giga.
But it's the same with Ganondorf. When you get the smash and you hit it, I'm pretty sure you just become Ganon.
The giant,
which
really?
Is like the giant kind of.
Oh,
boar. He's like a boar.
Yeah,
person.
He's like a pit demon or some shit.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
And so they changed Ganon. That is actually one person they changed a lot. He now, you know that sword that he used to use in one of his taunts?
Yes.
He now uses that for some of his moves.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
So, like,
so he's not just Captain Kick anymore.
Yeah, so his forward smash and another one of his smashes use it.
Also, his tilt uses it, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure his tilt uses it.
But yeah, it's fun. I like it.
What about you, Rudy?
More tilt.
What are you playing?
I'm honestly replaying Uncharted 4 right now. I've honestly just been feeling a very cinematic experience.
Isn't there a new one coming out?
No, was one that came out recently. It was, it was like a side thing, like Uncharted, where you play as Chloe and...
Yeah, that one girl.
That one girl, yes.
You play as that one girl. I am not familiar with Uncharted in the slightest.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's honestly just a really good cinematic experience. If you're just looking for something to just sit back and binge for like a whole day, I put it on Explorer difficulty and I put like lock on.
Watch a movie?
I could.
Well, you want an interactive experience.
Yeah.
But they have those now.
Well,
but I put on like the easiest difficulty and I put like lock on aim just because I just really want to watch most of it. It's been so long since I've seen any of it.
You know what? It's interesting that you brought that up.
Why?
Because I feel like there's a stigma on playing against or playing on anything that
isn't hard.
And I think that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think Fallout's one of those.
I think it depends on why you play the game. So, like, when I play Fallout, like, because I played 3, New Vegas, and 4, and then I played Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, and Skyrim.
I can't play Skyrim on a hard difficulty.
It's not just that, but it's like I play those games to experience the world, mm-hmm. right? And to become God. That's literally why I play those games.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to play 76, because... I don't want to play with other people. I want to be God, right?
I will say New Vegas.
So you
the survival,
turn it down to easy and just do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's survival in New Vegas, though, I will say, because you have so many more cooking and like health options in that one. Survival is very fun if you genuinely play a wanderer.
Right. But that's also
that's
like
fun,
the experience you want out of the game, right?
Yeah,
you
no. But once again, I've played Fallout on easy. I mean, on very easy for a mere fact of I'm going to play One Punch Man where
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
only going to use melee weapons. I've played the game so many times. I know every corner of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to breeze through it hitting people with baseball bats.
Look at people and watch them be like, ah, fuck this.
And I think there's a toxic mentality coming from the Soulsborne games.
I agree with that.
Yeah. That,
you're not a real gamer if it's not hard to play.
Yeah.
Halo fans are like that, too.
Yeah, and that's
Halo
dumb.
Halo fans are big with that.
So granted, there are people that, you know, complain that those games are too hard, and, you know, those games are designed to be hard. They're designed to give you a rough time to go through them, mm-hmm. and that's a different story.
That's why I don't play them.
And that's fine. Then, like, yeah, then you don't play the game because if it's not giving you a genuinely fun experience, then you shouldn't be playing it. then people brought that mentality over to other games that do offer a difficulty level,
yeah,
and are saying, or basically being like, you're not a real gamer, or you're
I think what you're getting to is, if I can't beat Modern Warfare on Veteran, I'm not good at the game.
Exactly.
I think that's really ridiculous. The end all be all.
But I think
that's what I think the hardest difficulty is for. The hardest difficulty is not there for everyone to play it as.
No. Well,
it wouldn't be
difficult.
Fun. It wouldn't be fun if anybody could pick up Call of Duty and beat on the hardest difficulty. I haven't for the majority of the games. But yeah, I think the stigma is, if you can't beat a game that you enjoy on the hardest difficulty, you're not good enough at the game. Therefore, you're not like allowed to enjoy
because
it.
I played Call of Duty for the longest time on Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't amazing, but I was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, above average.
I play games that I'm not good at, and I totally enjoy playing the game.
But, like, if I played Call of Duty on Veteran, like, it's annoying.
Yeah, it's not like, fun.
Things
yeah.
happen.
Because I
just
have to
drop dead.
Yeah, sorry. I have to eat grenades the entire time. I have to crawl everywhere. I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I will say, half the time I do put a game on like the hardest difficulty, it's because before going into the game, I always check for like trophies and achievements. And if there's a trophy that's just like, hey, you beat the game on the hardest difficulty, here's your...
You kind of want to get it out of the way, right?
Yeah.
Because you can get that plus all the other regular trophies and then go back through on easy.
I'd rather pick up the game a second time.
What's that?
Like, personally, I'm not...
Well,
you
I think
do
Rudy
you.
Just does it backwards. So most people will play it on regular and then be like, oh, now I'm going to do it on hard. Rudy does it on hard.
I do it on hard, and then I go back a second time on easy or like on New Game Plus, and I'm just like, yeah, this is fun now?
Is that what you did with Spider-Man?
Yeah. I beat it on the hardest difficulty first, and then the second time around, I was just like, let's put this on super easy, because honestly, if you're playing as Spider-Man, you're a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Joe, didn't you say he's like the third most powerful being in the Marvel universe?
At one point in the Marvel comic universe, he was like third or fourth most powerful. It was like the Hulk, Thor, maybe Iron Man with the suit, and then Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, so, they literally had a bench pressing contest at one point, and Spider-Man was like up there. And now they have like deities that can like throw planets.
Yeah.
It's basically Gurren Lagann in there.
I was going to say, it sounds like
just, yeah, throwing space at each other.
Yeah.
But like, in my opinion, playing on the hardest difficulty in Spider-Man, enemies go down in like 10 hits or 6. It's like, we're still going off of like, he's the third or fourth most powerful.
Well, if they're regular humans, like... Spider-Man has to hold back. When
he could technically one-punch kill most humans.
Yeah.
He can one-punch kill every human. You'd have to be some sort of mutant or superhuman. Like, maybe Cap can go toe-to-toe with him, but I think Cap would probably lose.
Yeah, Cap's not human, though.
Two times in Marvel Comics where he actually... Well, one, somebody accidentally snuck up on him when he was in a cemetery. He just punched them in the face, no bars held, and just killed them. And two, in the Superior Spider-Man comic arc, when Dr. Octopus takes over his body, he punches Scorpion in the jaw and doesn't realize how strong he is. He's like, oh, shit. He's been holding back this entire time.
Right, yeah.
So that's another thing.
But
my gripe with, like...
Same with Superman.
Yeah.
But like that's his infamous like cardboard
Superman
speech.
Sucks. Yeah.
He's like, the world is cardboard to him, and he has to try really, really hard not to break it.
Yeah.
It's the same like Spider-Man, so it's not the same level, but it's a similar idea.
But like, it's still an issue with me for Spider-Man. Like, if I have to take down an enemy in like 6 hits, is Spider-Man really holding back, or is the game just like being too difficult for the sake of being too difficult?
Right, right.
Yeah. Whereas if I put it on like medium or easy, enemies go down to like maybe 3 hits. And that seems a lot more realistic for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So that's why I like going back a second time around.
He's also not
difficulty.
Batman. Like, he's not trying to put people in the hospital.
True.
So can I just to weigh in a little bit here. So there's obviously superheroes that have to hold back
lot.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
So I've looked into, because I've never been a huge comic buff. Not for lack of interest.
You're talking to the right person.
Not for lack of interest, just I literally have never really gotten into it. So I've looked over a few of the villains in some of these comic universes, and a lot of them, for some of them, it seems like, how the hell is that universe even still going on if the villain is that powerful?
Yeah, like Dr. Doom, I think, is a great...
Well, I think he's
a
good
show.
Middle ground. Like, he's physically powerful because of the suit he wears, but he's also got magic.
Yeah.
But he's still very human, and he's very vainglorious.
Yeah, what I like about him, though, is that, like, he's not like, I'm going to destroy the world. He's like, I want to watch the world burn, and I want everyone to know it's because of me. Yeah. Like, I think Dr. Doom is one of my favorites because he has such an ego, but also he genuinely believes that the world would be a better place if he ran the universe. Like, he really thinks that if he run, because his home planet, he takes over it, and it's like a borderline paradise.
Yeah.
Two things like, about that. Yeah, I know. But yeah. Two things about that. One, Dr. Doom.
It's a dictatorship.
It's a dictatorship.
But nobody's
man.
Really like starving.
Yeah,
or
but he's like, no one's like starving. That. He's got robots that take care of crime.
Yeah.
And that aren't like, oh, it's my dad driving the car, so let him go. It's like, you speed, you get arrested, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, there's Dr. Doom. But take it even further from Dr. Doom.
Can I say two things really quickly about Dr. Doom before?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. One, in the comics, Ultimate Reed Richards actually finds 616 Dr. Doom. He rewrites the entire universe, combines the two universes in his ideal image, and I'm like, holy shit, this is fucky. And two,
great word.
Apparently,
by the way.
I think at one point he either subdued or killed Iron Man and became Iron Man.
Yeah,
yeah, he was just Iron Man with magic.
Wasn't
was
there
dope.
Also something he did where he what was it? He like grabbed Thor's hammer or something and he actually picked it up.
Oh.
And it was because it's like whoever's worthy of the hammer, but he truly believes that he is worthy.
Yeah.
Like to himself, he is basically God.
Yeah.
And it's like it's partially ego, but also partially like he would
it's
actually
kind,
be
it's
good
also kind
ruling.
Of true. Like it's kind yeah. of true. Like you look at his track record.
Like
it's like
when, yeah, when
he knows how to run things.
Yeah. When Reed Richards at one point couldn't figure something out and he had to go to Dr. Doom and mm-hmm. Dr. Doom's like, "Here you go." And Reed's like, "Fuck."
Yeah. Doom's one of my favorite just because he's a great middle ground, but also he's just a very he's a different villain. He feels like a different villain through and through.
Well, he's basically a person.
Well, there's Dr. Doom, but more who I'm speaking about is Darkseid.
Darkseid. Yeah. So Darkseid's fun. So what's your point of, or what's your I think
how the fuck
first?
Has Darkseid not consumed everything?
I think he's just bored and doesn't care to a certain extent.
So it's two things. I think it's that. I think he also really likes the like manipulation game. Mm. So like if he destroys everything, there's no one left to screw with.
It's kind of like the Joker's idea.
Yeah.
He like, could kill anyone, but
well,
he's not gonna.
Well, no,
he
the
has,
Joker
he has
could
control
kill
of like di- all, like not
no,
control, but like
he
has access to
point.
Like all like, the infinite realities and timelines, doesn't he? So he could just do it as much as he wants.
Darkseid?
Yeah.
I maybe at some point, but not usually. Usually Darkseid is so there's like the new gods and there's like the dark ones and the light ones and the good ones live on New Genesis and the dark ones, including Darkseid, live on Apocalypse.
Right.
They're basically a group of deities that are constantly warring with each other. So the one thing is Darkseid has counterparts. He's got basically gods that fight him all the time. So that's part of the issue or reason why he doesn't just flatten everyone out. And the other thing is like if you look at his interactions in one of the movies with Supergirl, like to him he doesn't want to just destroy everything. He wants to make whatever's left the strongest. So he wants to find the best, find the strongest, corrupt them, and then make them stronger. That's his goal. It isn't wide destruction. It's basically a kind of like only the strong will survive kind of thing.
But
that
even
sounds
so much like my D&D character for your campaign.
Yeah.
But
sounds a
but
lot
even
like
so
him.
Like
also Superman wiped
seems,
the floor with him.
Yeah. Superman can I don't like Superman.
Well, Superman's overpowered in his own right, but even so with Darkseid's whole like with his whole arsenal available to him, it still feels like Darkseid it would be impossible to beat Darkseid, like literally 100% impossible to beat him.
I mean, he always comes back.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not that he just doesn't. Oh, he has like literally infinite versions of himself that he can just plop into existence at any given moment.
I don't remember that. I know he has.
I don't know
at
much,
one point,
I don't know
he's got this chair, right?
Right.
His throne. The chair that does something, and Batman like sits on it, and
like the chair of knowledge or
yeah
the chair of
and so I think are you talking about that because I don't dark side usually is just like powerful enough to go toe-to-toe with Superman and has enough tech because his planet can basically move.
So here's where I'm pulling most of my information from. There was recently, I'm pretty sure everyone here knows it, for anyone who doesn't know it, Screw Attack has this thing called Death Battle.
Yeah.
Recently, they pitted Darkseid against Thanos, and they go into their entire lore and history and everything, pull up all their powers and everything.
I think what that is, Screw Attack does this thing where they look at the most powerful version of a character.
Yeah.
So, like, they look at a character at the best that they've ever been.
When they take Iron Man, they take usually his Hulk-killing suit.
Yeah.
Or
like, his Bleeding Edge armor or something.
Yeah, they take, like, the most intense version.
So even if, like, that version only existed for a short amount of time or in, like, a limited series.
When they pin him against
series.
Thanos, it's specifically Thanos with the gauntlet full. It's not just Thanos as himself. So they're taking whatever thematic or whatever items that they have.
Yeah, and that's right. But it's also coming from a canonical standpoint of this person had this at one point in the, you know, canonical history.
Yeah.
And
I mean, Doom had literally a death ray that destroyed universes.
And Darkseid, at this point in time, in the canonical history, they show him as to be an all-knowing being. Like that resides within his own plane, and that all the versions that we've seen of Darkseid are him just putting in like little, not like kind of like avatars. They're not really him. They're just essentially like fraction of his power versions of him.
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about the character to answer that, to be honest. But also, they're comic books. They always have to, you just have to get bigger.
You up the stakes every time.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah. I mean,
which is why
they love
great
rebooting and starting
series.
Over from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there are points where they kind of have, they write themselves into a corner.
DC is like notorious for that. Like, so, I think DC has had like 7 reboots in the last like 15 years.
Apparently, Dr. Manhattan is the reason behind the new 52, or he's
sure, man.
The reason for one of the newest reboots.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Also, there's 3 Jokers now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
No, isn't it that there's always been 3 Jokers?
I'm not 100% sure, but after
then,
Batman
like, Batman's like fighting them, he suddenly realizes that they weren't all the same person.
I have no idea. I didn't
comic
hear
books
that part.
Are weird.
Comic
they
books
really
are so weird because there's multiple dimensions, and then there's like alternate timelines, and then there's also like special season episodes, like the Christmas episode with the Joker when he kills Robin, and they really never return to it.
Yeah.
Well,
but
isn't that the Red Hood?
I think there was an adaptation of its.
I don't know if it's in Red Hood, but no, he kidnaps Robin. And one of my favorite scenes. One of my favorite scenes ever is Joker's driving a car and is completely turned around talking to Robin and is just running people over and having a full conversation with Robin. And then he pulls up to a drive-thru, orders something that's not on the menu, and then shoots the guy for not giving it to him, and then just drives away. And the entire time, Joker's dressed as Santa Claus.
So I think
it's just one of my favorite comic books.
I think I know what you're talking about, and
I'm pretty sure he kills Robin.
I don't know
at the
end of it is canonical, but they did briefly return to it.
Did they?
Yeah, with the Arkham Knight.
Jason Todd originally gets killed by Joker. He gets beaten with a crowbar and then blown up.
He goes nuts.
And then Ra's al Ghul drops him into the Lazarus pit, which is basically magic, and it brings him back. But because he died so traumatically and wasn't prepped for it, he comes back and he's actually he was proven to not be insane at all. He just comes back with such a vengeance against the Joker and criminals that he takes Batman's creed to the extreme.
Yeah, and that's where he becomes Arkham Knight.
He becomes the Red Hood.
Oh, well.
In Arkham Knight, it's totally non-canonical.
Arkham Knight isn't canonical.
You're right.
Yeah, no. It definitely takes a lot of liberties.
As the Red Hood. There's actually a really good movie. DC has a lot of really good animated ones. The movie actually has the guy who does Dean Winchester from Supernatural voices the Red Hood. And it's a really good performance.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. I really like that. And then Oh, Barney from How I Met Your Mother is Nightwing in it.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
so
new
really?
Patrick Harris.
Yeah, and PH is
Jensen
Nightwing.
Eccles, that's who plays
Jensen
Red
Eccles,
Hood.
Yeah. That's such a good movie.
I had one really dumb animated DCU thing to bring up. So there was a very small 5-minute short, animated short, where the Joker and the Trickster kidnap Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing because Mark Hamill just pretends to be the Joker at one
Mark
point.
Mark Hamill voiced the Joker.
No, I know, exactly.
And played the Trickster in the Flash TV series back in like the 80s or something.
And it's fucking hilarious. And then there's one point where he just like throws his voice, pretends that he's the Joker, and the Trickster's just like, what the fuck? And then they crash and Mark Hamill's just like, well, you failed to realize not only was I in Star Wars, I'm a famous voice actor. And it's just,
oh my God.
It's the best thing ever.
That's great. I like when they break walls like that.
Yeah.
Like Family Guy, when I think it's like Wheel of Fortune or some shit goes on, and Peter's like, I wonder if we can make it on. And Brian just enters the room and he goes, Peter, we've made it on every single TV show that goes into town. Don't pretend like we're not going to make it. And I think they just straight up cut over them even being on the game show just straight to the Griffins being rich or some shit.
Oh.
But I love when TVs do shit like that.
Yeah. Breaking the wall is... if you do it right, it's hilarious.
You
great.
Have to do it like you either do it often enough where it's just like kind of it becomes an on-running joke that it's one character, or you can build an entire character off of it. And like you look at Deadpool as an obvious one, but like I would say even like Rick from Rick and Morty is a great example.
Yeah.
Where I don't even think that's even a theory anymore. I think it's just...
Yeah, he's straight up acknowledged.
He's acknowledged like that he knows he's an animated character, and I don't think that's even like a theory anymore.
I like how Community does it with Abed. I just started rewatching Community, but Abed is like obsessed with TV and like pop culture and like making movies, so he's always referencing. Like one episode is a bottle episode, which is... Yeah. It takes place in their library room, and he's like, I don't want this to be a bottle episode. I don't want this to be a bottle episode. Yeah. And then at the end they get stuck in the room. He's like, ah, damn it, it's a bottle episode. He throws down all of his stuff on the table because he's so upset.
I love the D&D episode of Community.
I hate bottle episodes. I'm sorry, continue. Like I think that this you is, and it's Abed just a lazy, dumb
well,
trope.
I think you have to look at it from like the production standpoint. So like switching scenes or sets costs money because you now have to move everyone. You end up taking the length of production, making it longer because you have to do shooting on multiple areas in reshoots and like stuff like that. And so when you make a bottle episode, especially for a comedy, it cuts down on production costs. So then later during the show, they can have a much larger episode.
True.
They did that for season 2 so they could do the clip, the flashback episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's also what I'm going to get into is that, like, true that, you know, I can understand from a production standpoint it's going to be, you know, costly to constantly be switching scenes and such, but, oh, like, 99% of bottle episodes end up being flashback episodes and, like, filler episodes, and
see,
I just think it's, like...
I don't have a problem with filler episodes.
I've never had a problem with filler episodes.
But only in anime.
I don't have a problem with a filler episode as long as it serves a purpose. But like, most of them I've seen don't serve a purpose other than to re-show past episodes and past experiences.
Well, see, Community subverted that because they did a whole clip episode of episodes that we never saw. Of adventure. Yeah, on they went on adventures that we never saw, and that was the whole clip episode. And so that was like a subversion of that.
And that's different. I think that's fine. I mean, if you're showing new content with it, that's different.
Like multi-dimensional TV or the beach episode from Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
The
beach episode.
Is multi-dimensional TV really a bottle episode?
I would genuinely say that is my favorite episode of Avatar
The
Last Airbender.
Really?
Is the beach episode? Yeah. Because I would say...
My favorite is my first girlfriend turned into the moon.
Oh, God.
That's rough, buddy.
There's some great ones, but I think I like that one the most because everybody kind of gets a redemption except for Azula.
She's just
some people are just fucking crazy.
I think she does get her redemption, though, because she at least acknowledges that her mother always treated her like a monster.
Yeah.
And granted, she says, I was... But you're supposed to treat your...
But I feel like that's the point, is like, she's able to laugh that off. And I think that's the point of her character. It's like, she gets the redemption in that way, but she doesn't care. Like,
but
she's
then she
not...
does. Because at the very end, when they have the last Agni Kai, right, yeah. and she gets beaten, that's when she breaks as a person.
Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched it yet.
It's been out long enough.
It's also been out since, like, 2005?
Yeah.
yeah. So, boo-hoo. It's almost 2020.
M. Night Shyamalan's Avatar was the best thing ever.
I'll fight you.
I would say...
Do you see what I'm saying, though?
Like, I see what you're saying.
She gets beaten.
I don't agree with it.
And that's the end. That's where she breaks down as a person. She's held on to the belief that she is better than everyone. That she's allowed to command people. That it doesn't matter that her mother
but
never
is that,
loved her.
Is that really
that her father preferred her because she was strong?
But I don't think that's
slowly,
redemption, though. I think maybe not redemption, but it
gives you sympathy for her character, right?
Yes, but it doesn't give
that's
it,
the point.
It doesn't give me enough sympathy to like ever feel bad for her again.
I don't know. She never killed anyone.
I think they did a good job of making us realize that despite her being portrayed as a monster, that she is in fact human. And
I mean,
I think that's where that breakdown comes in.
She's a teenage girl, and like that stress from her family and her dad and her mom and her brother and her, even her uncle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like,
but redemption, I think, is a little far-fetched.
Yeah, maybe redemption. Yeah. But I think, and maybe we're using, you're right.
Like, that's what I mean.
Right.
Like,
you're right.
I hit a point where I, like, during that episode, I genuinely feel bad for Zuko, and there's a part of me that's like, if he does succeed this quest, like, it's that's literally everything he ever wanted.
But I also feel bad for Azula. Maybe not in that moment, but at the end, I feel bad for her. This is a girl that's basically been treated like
I would say when she genuinely breaks down, I think when she gets chained down and all she can do is breathe fire, I think it's my favorite part because it's like...
that's her...
She doesn't stop. Like, even like when Aang... Spoiler alert, fucking takes away the Fire Nation leader's King Ozai, right? Ozai?
Phoenix Fire Lord Ozai.
When he takes his powers away, it's
Phoenix
like...
Phoenix Force Jean Grey?
It's not that necessarily he gives up, but he's accepted defeat. He knows when he's lost. I feel like Azula still doesn't know when she's lost.
But
she's chained down. She's still breathing fire.
So,
if her hands weren't tied.
Aang goes for the killing blow, right?
Yeah.
And then stops himself.
Yeah.
And you see the fear in Ozai's face.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment where he knows, holy shit, I could have died.
Yeah.
This child, who's a sworn pacifist, was this close to killing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he strikes back.
Yeah.
Right, so he doesn't accept it. He strikes back.
Well, because he didn't lose, did he?
Yeah, he didn't lose yet.
Right, but
he could have.
I'm just saying, if somebody got the drop on you and like was like basically the moment, like I could have killed you, but I'm gonna let you live.
But that's
like,
the point. He didn't kill him. Like King Ozai will fight to the death.
I'm just saying,
King
like,
Azula
that
will
was,
die fighting you.
That
like,
was
she
the,
just doesn't care.
That was the moment where Ozai was overpowered. Yeah. Ozai, up until then, thought that he could win.
Yeah.
And then he faced the full might of a realized avatar and got his ass whooped.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the moment it should have stopped, but it doesn't stop him.
Well, I think that's more to say about his character rather than, you know, the situation. Like, granted, if that would have happened to me, of course I would stop fighting. I'm like, that's it. I was almost dead. I think this is a good walk away point. But like, to him, like, this is his entire life's ambition. He's a little unstable. I mean, he fucked up his son's face because his son talked out of turn.
As he should have. I'm kidding.
But yeah, I mean, that I think that's well within his character to be like, I could have died there. He made the mistake of not killing me.
You
I'm going to capitalize
me.
On that.
You didn't kill me. You're going to pay for that. Huh. I think that's how I see it. While with Azula, it's like she's lost, but she won't accept it. You know.
But I think she's lost, and I'm going to be a little weird on you. She is lost, right?
Oh yeah, no. She could. Yeah. By the end, it's like.
See, like Zuko,
even
with Iroh, found his moral compass or the whatever that makes him Zuko.
Yeah.
And that's disengaged from who he is as his family member
you defeat
and
my
all
father.
That, right? So that's him apart from his family. Whereas Azula doesn't have that. So she literally doesn't know what to do or how to act or how to react or how to feel. And that's where her as a person becomes crumbling down and she becomes more erratic.
That's a sharp outfit you got. You better stay away from a Fire Nation Navy ship. You could puncture a hole in the hull, leaving thousands to drown at sea. Because it's so sharp. You're just one of my favorite things.
Real quick, I love
Rudy has no idea what we're talking about.
Rudy,
yeah,
I
love The Last
Rudy
Airbender.
Doesn't watch.
But
yeah,
Rudy cannot get on this conversation.
I totally forgot shit about that.
So I have all of it on Blu-ray.
I understand, but like
you're misunderstanding.
God,
you're gonna
so
go
good.
Watch it.
You're gonna watch it. We're gonna come back.
It's so good.
Sorry. Don't me.
Like, I'm only eyeing it because I've tried several times with like other friends back in the day to like actually finish and start and you know continue with Avatar.
I will
but,
say
like,
the first season has a lot of fillers. That might be part of it.
I don't know if it was the first season. I kind of jumped around a few seasons and friends have filled in the holes and I was like, okay, cool, this is interesting. But I never had cable. I never had anything like that, so I couldn't
I didn't get into it until it was on. I don't know. I just watched it online.
Okay, cool. But I've just never been able, like, there's something about it that's just never fully grasped my attention.
So
and I don't know what it is, but it's like, I've never really felt the urge to like, yeah, I want to finish
it. It's that one of the
it.
Main characters is a strong black woman, isn't it?
Who, Katara?
Yeah.
She's Inuit, basically. Yeah. I'm not saying she's not a person of color. I'm just saying she's
strong, black.
The movies were better,
woman.
Though.
The movie was better.
I'll
give it that.
I eat all of you.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, don't push me to watch Avatar. I'm just not gonna totally be into it.
God, it's so good though.
I'm sure it is. And from what I've seen of it, it's pretty cool. I've seen the last fights. I've started Legend of Korra. I've kind of gone around.
I mean, to be
around.
Fair, I understand his.
Legend
I understand his standpoint.
I didn't start with Legend of Korra.
No, I'm saying the fact that you even started it without finishing the original series.
I mean,
ridiculous.
Like, I saw the final fight. I know all the character, sort of
not,
knew the character motivations.
Look,
God. Regardless, to me, from what I've
There's
experienced
so
and what I've done,
Zuko's
it's just not my
story alone is worth it.
It's just not my cup of tea. I'm not going to drink it.
It's okay.
You know, I can make you drink it, right?
No, I'm good.
I mean, to be fair, I understand that. I'm the same way with, like, Fairy Tale and shit. I just can't
But
get
Fairy Tale
it.
I get, because that's definitely not for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I think Avatar is, like, one of the perfect lengths as far as, like, series like that goes.
It's, like, three seasons.
It's really
like, what,
good.
Like, 90 episodes
length.
Or something?
Yeah. It's great.
It's not bad. I finished it in, like,
it's got
weeks.
Enough. It's got enough of a length for where you don't feel like it's over too quickly.
Yeah.
It's short enough to be, like, it's not a waste of time.
It took me three days to watch Soul Eater. I watched Soul Eater, like, 12 hours a day straight.
Jesus.
Because I loved that anime.
It was pretty good.
It was really good. Yeah, I think I finished it in like 3 or 4 days.
Rudy.
What?
I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but like, what's your favorite anime?
I don't really have one. Honestly, well, the only...
Top three.
Top three?
Some of your favorites.
Hey, guys, now you're being way too quiet.
Okay.
We've overcompensated.
Okay, and then right there, you got too loud.
Jay.
You guys were yelling and yelling over each other.
Yeah,
apparently my disdain for Avatar is a real point of contention.
It is a point of contention. It's
so okay.
Mind-boggling.
Top three animes, and these are ones that, yeah, off the top of my head, I think I've actually just like binged these. Tokyo Ghoul, but I was gonna say Black Butler. No, Death Note and Ouran High School Host Club. Those are the three that I have like binged straight through in like a weekend.
Have you rewatched any of them?
Anime. What's up?
Have you rewatched any
yes.
of them? Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I've actually never seen any of those.
Really?
I watched part of Death Note, and I'm just,
You should watch the movie. It's basically a really good recap.
I know you're lying because I saw Corey's sister watch it, and she was like, this is terrible.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
is.
Good.
It's awful.
What one?
Death Note.
I was going to call it Death Club.
Oh, yeah. Never, ever
also,
watch
who picked
live
the
remakes.
Cast for that movie? They should be fired.
Yeah,
goddamn kid
really
from the
bad.
Naked Brothers Band was Light Yagami. Sorry.
The only one that Taylor? I thought was good. First of all, whitewashing's got to stop, which I think they're doing a better job at. But
Netflix's only... Bleach is all Japanese, isn't it?
I think
probably.
So.
Yeah.
I think the only whitewashed character in... any of them that I was like, okay, you know what? That was a genuinely good pick. I think Willem Dafoe was a great Shinigami, dude.
Oh my God. Like, absolutely.
But it's Willem Dafoe. Or Willem Dafoe, he looks like a demon.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, also, the other thing is that
a
you
demon,
don't see
the
him.
Devil, whatever. He's just got that face.
It doesn't really matter. You don't really see him a lot. Most of the time, even with the motion capture, he's still covered in shadow, face, body, right. Most of him.
But also his voice. His voice has that quality.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Exactly. It's the voice that counts.
I think that actually is a good cinematic move is to keep like the demon this... in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's great.
You know what's
but...
a great anime? Sorry, but Devil is a Part-Timer.
I've heard of that. That's what. What's
basically, back on this
the devil,
conversation?
The devil works at a McDonald's, and it is. It's so funny. And him and his lieutenant live in like a one-bedroom apartment. And then eventually a third guy moves in that's also a demon. So there's just three demons living. And then there's an angel trying to hunt them. But he's like, look, I don't really have my powers. I'm just trying to conquer this world by becoming the owner of McDonald's. And she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, nope, no demon here. Just McDonald's. Do you want some fries? And she's like, what? It's great. I love it.
That sounds pretty great.
Never getting a second season.
It's never getting a second season. That makes me so sad. Yikes.
I will say, real quick, because we never really actually finished on the point that Robbie first brought up about our doppelgangers. What would they be like?
Oh, yeah, we totally.
So anyways, back on the whole doppelgangers, because we still got like five different things to go through.
We do.
And we've only got like 20 minutes.
I'm kidding.
Are plotting back to Rudy being wrong about Avatar the Last Airbender. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
As long as we don't yell at him.
So one more time, what was the doppelganger thing? What's your question?
Robbie, if you'd like to bring that point back around.
Oh, I guess, yeah. So I... Let's all agree, when you say doppelganger, you mean someone who is direct opposite of you, correct?
So, yeah, we got to nail down exactly what we're imagining as doppelganger here. So someone that looks exactly like you but is the exact opposite, or that someone that is you?
So I think one of us brought it up, and I think this might be the best version of it. And whether or not they look like you could be totally up to you.
Well, I think the point of it looking like you is that like uncanny valley kind of thing where it's like it's you, but it's not you.
Okay, sure.
So I think that adds to the creep
it's
factor.
Literally, it's your body, but a different consciousness.
So take a solid 4.5 in the dark.
is that your penis?
Yeah.
But I like whoever said this. where you succeed where they fail and they fail where you succeed. Or just...
I mean,
like,
I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Elon, I mean, like, my doppelganger would be at Ferris State University right now studying game design and be on his like third or fourth year.
And he wouldn't be dating JC.
Would not be dating JC. He's missing out on that. Probably still would have broken up with the last devil. And not to, you know, be like, oh, my ex is the devil. But she was. She ruined my life.
Oof.
Jesus.
Well, actually, here's a question for that. Would you say that that's really your parallel or doppelganger self, or that's the self that you want to be?
Well, so it's where they succeeded where I failed, and they failed where I succeeded, right?
Okay. So then that makes sense.
So they would be where I failed. It's like I didn't get into there. Well, I guess... No, I guess that wouldn't make sense, because it's not that I didn't get in there. I just chose not to go there.
Oh, damn. But he would have chosen to go.
So, yeah, if he would have chosen to go, he would be in there, probably doing a lot of drugs. Probably would be addicted to Xanax. But
what are you, 12?
But, well, I mean, yeah, he is.
SoundCloud rapper.
But he would be working on game design. He'd probably be in a like doing a little indie project based on some of my past thoughts and ideas, which, looking back on it, were pretty shallow in concept. He'd probably be looking to get farmed out of college. Probably would be rejected by all except EA. Would have a prideful moral stance against joining EA. Decide, no, I'm not going to join EA. And then start his own indie company, start a Patreon, which gets no subscriptions, and then eat shit and die in Michigan. You know what? I'm okay where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Like, the opposite of me would have succeeded at college, which is, like, cool, but I don't know. Like, whatever.
Okay.
I think the opposite person of me would be, like, very driven. Like, I'm pretty apathetic about most things. We've had this conversation. Most things are just zero to me. People, places, things are just there. Whereas, like, obviously for him, he'd be a lot more driven. But I'm very good at like I have friends, right? And I'm not trying to say I didn't try, but like, it's pretty easy for me to walk into like a job or like school or whatever and like have people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's some, like I was started a new job like 2 months ago. There's already like five or six people that I talk to and hang out with. And those are my friends from work. My opposite wouldn't have that, right? Like he wouldn't have, like he would have no friends,
yeah.
But he would be super successful. And it's like, is that what I really want?
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, there's a middle ground. To say. Right. And obviously for him, he'd be like, well, I'm super successful. So why do I need friends? But I'm on a podcast. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Two podcasts.
That's true.
Quite possibly three or four in the future.
That's true.
Rudy? What about you?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
Mr.
Robbie.
So, I'm sorry. I was laughing over here before. Because
yeah, what
was
that about?
Because I was thinking if he succeeded at everything that I failed at, he would have been dead in eighth grade.
Oh, Jesus.
So do we have multiple doppelgangers?
hard yikes. So hard yikes. But yeah, I would say like, I don't know. I think I'm a pretty outgoing person, so I feel like it'd be someone quiet. I think, like, with you, Joe, like, I make friends easily, I think, for the most part. But yeah, I think my doppelganger would just be boring and successful. Like, just simple as that. It would just be, like,
It would be, like, good for them, but it's...
Yeah, I think that, like,
But, you know, like...
Like, when I think about my doppelganger, like, I see somebody with, like, very little personality, but, like, with just, like, kind of no passion in life. You know what I mean? Like, I think I have a lot of different...
Or would they just have, like, opposite passions, right?
I don't know.
So, like, if my passion is writing, right, that's the thing that I really enjoy doing, but I don't ever do, maybe he would be the opposite. Maybe he writes all the time, and it's just kind of his job.
Yeah, I see. See, I think like my doppelganger, I see them as like a CEO of something. I see them as like a CEO of something, like super straight-laced, like
McDonald's.
Not quite, kind of. All-American dream. Like, not quite all-American dream, but just like everything every parent wanted their child to be. I feel like that would just be my doppelganger. I don't know. If they survive past eighth grade.
Jesus. Maybe.
What about you?
But just because you succeeded doesn't mean somebody wouldn't have saved you, right? I've known people that have succeeded in that attempt and then, you know, been brought back.
Yeah, that's going a little bit too far for on air for right now.
But, no, it's just an interesting idea.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an interesting
idea. Just because you succeeded something doesn't mean somebody else...
That's true.
Isn't affecting you.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. I think off that.
And that goes for anything, like, you know.
Sure.
Like, you could succeed at your job really well.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean there aren't other people out there pushing you or trying to tear you down, right?
That's fair. Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, what about you,
Rudy?
That
is me. Ah, Jesus. Man. So,
Jesus, man, is my favorite superhero.
I tend to buy...
I'd watch that movie.
This is going to segue into what I think the doppelganger is like, but I tend to buy a lot of, not really expensive, but fancy-looking clothes and just stuff that makes me feel nicer, and I think that's because there's a really big, deep void inside of me. But I feel like if I had a doppelganger out there, he'd be buying these clothes because he could. He's successful, and he doesn't have that void to fill. He's just doing things because he's happy doing them. Like, I'd like to imagine...
Do those clothes bring you happiness?
Honestly, yeah. A lot of the time, they make me feel better. Like,
I mean, you look nice in them.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look like a trash hobo most of the time, so...
So, real quick, remember when we were at RTX and I saw Troy Baker and he was basically like... "Well, oh, God, what was the phrase he was using? You're worth it or I believe in you? Or you matter?
You matter or something?
I think...
I think it's you're worth it.
It was something really... silly yet simple, but he also said during his panel, he says that he wears nice clothes as basically like armor. Like, the more clothing and the more nice stuff that he wears, the more protected he feels. But if he's feeling bummy, it's because he feels great. So I feel like if I had a doppelganger out there, he'd be buying these nice clothes and this nice stuff because he's actually happy with himself. My doppelganger is somebody who's happy.
So
I think that's the end
right.
goal.
I was going to say, but if the end, like, if you're both buying clothes, right? Same clothes.
Sure.
And you're both getting the same end, like, if he's happy before he buys the clothes and he's still happy afterwards, and you're less happy and then you buy the clothes and then become more happy, then does it really matter why you're buying the clothes? Or does it really matter that you're buying clothes, I should say?
I mean, I think that's just like a small example of like where the whole doppelganger is trying to stem from or start from. Like, honestly, if I'm going off the idea that my doppelganger succeeds where I fail and fail where I succeed, honestly, and this is a slight joke, but my doppelganger would be a SoundCloud rapper. He'd be making music. He'd be more successful than I am now. Just something better than what I have currently. His aspirations would have succeeded. That's all.
I mean, I guess, but you're looking into fashion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're still working towards that goal.
More or less. Honestly, a lot of my stuff is just on hold right now because I, sort of like you, Joe, I just don't feel motivation to do anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sort of like you being on hold. I was like, no, man, I got kicked out of school and it's been 5 years. Like, it's a little different.
I think maybe I get what you mean, Rudy, but also it's like there's things that I haven't failed yet or I haven't succeeded yet. You know, it's like there's things that I want to do and I wouldn't say like I've failed them. It's just I haven't succeeded them yet necessarily. You know?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't really Daniel fail Avedon, at anything until you're dead.
It's hard to fail things. It's hard to truly fail at things, you know?
I suppose.
True.
Yeah, Daniel Avedon was, you know, he was trying for a long time, like started in since he was like 16 and shit. And, I mean, he didn't really find too much success until he was, like, 29.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is this?
So
Dan from Game Grumps.
Yeah, Dan from Game Grumps. I mean, he started all of a sudden, you know, he was able to join that, you know, really successful business. And he was able to not only do that, but still pursue his other dream of becoming a, you know, a renowned and talented musician, which he's definitely done.
You know what I'm really bummed out about, though?
What?
Is that their YouTube series isn't getting a second season.
Oh, yeah. That is...
What was it called?
Good Game.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was so funny.
It was really good. I thought it was great, but yeah. Fortunately, you know, not everything can succeed, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I don't even think that it was necessarily failed. I think they just wanted to do one season and then they were done.
Well, no, because they made a setup for the second season.
Well, I know they made a setup for it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it was a, you know, they had any intention of following up with it.
Right.
They could have just had an ending where they were doing, you know, that they would continue to be doing what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. True.
I will say one thing about my doppelganger. If he's out there, or if we have anything that's similar, he would be making content. He would be doing what we're doing right now. Like, this is something that I've always dreamed of doing, whether it's by myself or with a group of friends.
Yeah, I would say, like, just simply doing this podcast, like, has given me so much because it's something that, I've always wanted to do. It's something that I've always been into. You know what I mean? I want to take a step back to what Rudy said because I also, in my own way, am a fashionista in whatever. It's less of like nice looking clothes, but my goal in life is to just look like an anime character or like a video game character.
Like a sleeveless sweater,
my pants, my fingerless gloves, and my hood all match the same color and texture.
Except for that hole in your pants.
Your hood also has a hole in my pants. Sorry, your sleeveless hoodie also has zippers that start from the nipples.
Yeah, and go all the way down. Like it's just
do they just like open up or is that?
Yeah,
like
no,
a
they go nowhere. They go nowhere in life, just like me.
See, it would be cooler if when you unzipped it, it literally unzipped.
Oh,
so
God,
there's
that'd
no
be
fabric
hot.
Underneath.
Yeah, that'd be
that
hot.
Would be cool.
Kind of really like, cool. Which I just learned recently, snowboarding, those jackets have like zippers under the armpit to open up with mesh. So it'd be like that, but with no mesh.
It's partially to release heat, but the other part is like from everyone's different and comfortable, you know? So like, I think a lot of downhill slopers like to have, you want to have a tighter gear. So you can be faster, but if you're doing tricks, you need to be mobile. So I think it's literally so you don't have to buy two different suits. Don't quote me on that because I don't know much about the sport, but I think that's what it's for.
This is the whitest guy in the room.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
Name a more white sport than freaking skiing and like snow sports.
Golfing?
Yeah, that's not a sport though.
I don't think it's a competitive sport.
I have a big issue with that. That's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Anyway,
at a different time.
I'm kind of in that way where like it's what I wear, and especially like my tattoos give me a lot of confidence in myself because like I feel like people aren't looking at me; they're looking at what I'm wearing. Also, I like looking awesome. You know what I mean?
No, I forget like that I have a tattoo all the time.
It happens. There's I forget
it's
how
on
many
my back.
I have.
I don't like. I don't ever really see it, and it's just kind of there. Yeah. But I forget I have it all the time.
Yeah, I forget. I forget about some of them. You know, especially if somebody points one out or like
you're like, oh yeah, I like that.
I'm like, oh yeah.
Tattoo problems. But
you know who else is having tattoo problems?
Oh my god!
Problems?
If you talk about your this stupid fanfic thing, I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
Oh no.
Draco, because he has a tattoo that says "I heart Vampire Potter" on it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He had a gay fling, and he got a tattoo of Vampire Potter on his back.
Is this fanfic like Harry Potter universe, but everyone's a vampire?
No, everyone's just gothic. And Harry changed his name to Vampire because he likes the taste of human blood, but he's not actually a vampire.
What the fuck?
And you're they had a gay fling, and Ebony found out, and
she
freaked
out. For the remainder of this podcast, you're no longer allowed to talk.
But yeah, that's also
it's
not
It's basically
hot,
Twilight,
though,
written
like
by J.K. Rowling.
Exactly.
This is bad. Stop it.
Wait,
terrible.
Wasn't Twilight originally a Harry Potter fanfic?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
It's supposedly.
Come full circle.
Supposedly.
It's a conspiracy. But do you also think it's interesting that all of our doppelgangers, we all equate success with like how far you go in a company?
100%. I forget. Here's the thing is like, I feel like.
See, and like, I think it's also the idea of like.
I'm changing my mind. Success. Mine's writing Harry Potter fanfics.
Stop it.
Like success should be intrinsic, right?
Yeah.
It should be like about how you feel as a person, not your social standing or your status in a company.
Yeah.
That's one school.
I feel like I'm so late in life.
Dude, you're like 21?
I'm 22.
22?
I'm 22. Yeah, but I feel like I don't have a lot of time left. And
Say
I don't know why. I just feel like I don't have a lot
too,
of time left.
Because the world's going to shit, man.
26. You know my boss at work thought
I
was 18?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She was like, how old are you? Because I said, oh, I don't really drink anymore. That's not my thing. I'm a little too old. And she's like, well... She like gave me this look, and I was like, "What?" She's like, "How old are you?"
And wait,
like,
you're 25, 26, right?
Yeah. And she was like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, how old do you think I was?" She's like, "I don't know, like 18 or 19."
See, I have the opposite problem. Most people think I'm older than I actually am.
It's because you're tall.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm tall, but also, like,
if I was
if
as
you
tall
catch
as
me
you
in the
and
right,
I looked the same, everyone would assume I was way older.
Yeah, but also if you catch me in the right mood or in the right conversation, I know I can come off more mature than I actually am. I feel like that's another thing. I like my personality teeters so much because I got
a
very
fine. That's what being a person's like.
I know, but it's I don't know. Yes and no.
I mean, you can look at it as like brain chemistry is a thing, right?
Yeah.
And different things affect that. So obviously, every day you're not going to wake up with the same.
I think also
whatever.
Also, like, this is just a thing about me that most people are going to learn that I think most people who listen to the podcast know. But I would say like even just like the drug that I'm taking at the time or like whatever I'm intoxicated by like can 100%.
But you can also
things.
Think of like if you replace drugs with like just social settings, right? So like days that I work, I'm obviously gonna come off work feeling different than days where we hang out where I don't have to work.
That's true.
Or like even if something happened last night, like I can do a conversation or.
But I feel
somebody.
Like a drug can alternate an entire. Arrangement, but yeah, I think, as far as brain chemistry goes,
most
it's the same thing.
Drugs that most people do that are recreational don't really change who you are. Like they just show different parts of you. So like me, when I used to drink a lot, I was loud and like rambunctious and like kind of life of the party. And then eventually that changed to me being like, I don't know, shitty. is a description I would use. And then I realized like, while those are parts of me, I don't really like all those parts. So I just stopped drinking.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel. Go ahead, Corey. What? Corey's.
I don't have anything. No, this
nope,
is fine.
Nothing we're good.
Is this more fanfic things?
No.
No one cares. I'm sorry. I love you, Corey. I love you. Don't derail my good Christian podcast.
I'm not derailing.
Did you listen to the last podcast we made? Because that was anything but Christian.
That was
family
friendly content.
I wouldn't let any family listen to that.
Speaking of good Christian podcasts, and since we're slightly running out of time, should we start putting plugs in, or should we like?
I think actually we're nearing.
You know, if you
like
put too many plugs in,
mark,
you'll mess up the electricity, right?
Probably.
Oh, random fact: my fan blew out. I have a fan, and it goes. I have it going 24/7, and I woke up to it turning off. And I thought the electricity had gone off in my house. Mm. And then I smelled like burning. And I was like, oh, my fan's about to explode. So I unplugged it. Yeah. Almost died.
Speaking of good Christian podcasts, you should check out our producer, James' podcast, Mostly Speakin' Sentai.
Yeah. James has a bunch of awesome stuff that he's like constantly releasing. It's his content's just good. And it's very vast. Yep. He's got a bunch of different stuff. So go there. Check it out. Check out Speaking
there'll
Sentai.
There'll be links. There'll be links to everything.
Yeah, there'll be links.
Mostly Speaking Sentai. This movie's gay.
What the hell mouth?
What the hell mouth?
And then your sister's podcast.
Yeah, I'll get there or whatever. Whenever it's
I'll get
called.
There. We'll get there.
We'll get there. I'll get there. She's going to give me like some royalties for how much she talks smack on me on there.
Nice. But also,
what is it? You can sue for defamation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, kind of importantly, you should check out our joint podcast, Hit It and Crit It with the Noctis Occulta.
Yeah.
Led by our DM, Corey, who's sitting right across from me.
Yeah, that's me. It's great. It's an evil campaign. We're taking it serious, so there's no Moto Herbert Hobo.
Hobo murder
no.
parties?
Herbert murder Sherbert? Hobo parties.
No,
hobo
murder
parties.
That sounds like a
that's
great
a
ice cream.
That's a lot of more than I needed to say that in consecutive sentences.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. Check it out. We got a wonderful cast here with one more person who unfortunately couldn't be here today, Jose.
He's reliving the Oregon Trail game right now.
But like IRL.
Reliving the Oregon Trail game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in Oregon, man.
He's in Oregon.
Why is he in Oregon?
His girlfriend's over there.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't
he's about to be in
that's
her
not
Oregon
where I thought she was. I thought she was
well it's Washington is it Washington or you know what? Who cares? It's
Oregon now.
I thought she was in like LA for some reason, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, LA's in Oregon.
Everything is in
Oregon.
You're
wrong. You're actually wrong.
Oregon is like the Texas of all states.
Are you in good
what?
Hands?
Yes, huge.
Oh, no.
On that note, follow me on Instagram at missingletter.com. That's MISINGLETER. I don't know why I said .com. Don't put in .com.
Don't go to missingletter.com.
It's actually .org. No, it's actually .gov. Missingletter.gov.
If you're looking for a fuck
because
boy
the government is shut down, we've started our own, and it starts with the missingletter.gov.
Yeah, it's great. Find out my entire plot to run the world. All right, it's going to be great.
Doom.
But yeah, you can find all my links on there. Check me out. You can see my tattoos. You can see even some of my modeling stuff that I recently did.
I really want to see the results of that nude photo shoot.
We haven't done it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Also, no.
Your
no, because I want her boyfriend to be there.
Uh-oh.
Your photographer friend?
Yes.
Knows our friend Marty.
Really?
Yeah, she was at his wedding.
What?
Isn't that weird? Facebook stalking.
Dude,
everyone
small
do
world,
it.
Fam.
Yeah.
But thank you again for tuning in. Thank you, James, for having us here. That's always like the best.
Sorry about what just happened. Frank threw up and then pooped on the floor.
Oh. Yeah.
Frank's a
that's
cat.
My
yeah, he's not allowed
to
be on the podcast anymore.
Frank's not a disabled veteran. It's just a cat.
Is that from something?
No. Is it?
I
feel like it is. But now I don't know.
Why do I don't know why, but I pictured a Futurama character in my head for some reason.
That sounds about right.
You know what I pictured? Voldemort handing a Glock to
thank
a student.
Thank you so much, guys,
James,
for checking
please stop
in.
Recording right now.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening. Check out our other content, and we got more coming.
Oh, God.
I am Robbie P. I'm about to come myself. We are out.